The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, October 24, 2022. Cuba is calling on young people to create the work for the common good, the revolution, and the continuity of socialism. President Miguel Díaz-Canel recently said that no young people should feel that everything is already done and each generation has an epic on which to raise a heroic deed, and the recent times and the harsh circumstances surrounding us have shown it. During the special plenary session of the National Committee of the Cuban Young Communist League, Díaz-Canel called on students to act with a sense of organization to demand attention and coherent responses based on respect and rules. The Cuban president urged the youth to do and show what they could give from the collective talent to become champions of learning and give continuity to the thinking of the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro. The Cuba Solidarity Movement in St. Vincent and the Grenadines delivered a donation of $10,000 to restore the damage caused by Hurricane Ian in Cuba. It was learned on Sunday. Cuban ambassador in Kingston, Jose Leyva, received a check from coordinator Bernard Harlton before members of that organization, the Juan Almeida Association of Cuban Residents and Government Officials. On October 13th, St. Vincent's Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves sent $50,000 for a similar purpose, gestures that the Cuban diplomat thanked on the spot and described as signs of brotherhood and solidarity. Participants ratified their commitment to Cuba, condemned the blockade imposed by the United States and the destabilizing attempts against Cuba. Cuban ambassador in Oslo, Maite Rivero, on Sunday bid farewell to the Norwegian delegation that will participate in the 22nd International Meeting of Communist and Workers' Parties to be held in Havana from October 27 to 29. The group is headed by Communist Party President Runa Evensen, and it also includes Jim Hochfeldt, leader of the Union Committee of the Communist Party of Norway, and Jardar Nikolai Peterson, president of the Communist Youth League. Rivero wished them success in their participation in the event, during which they will reflect on the enormous challenges being faced by the left-wing forces in the light of the imperialist offensive and its desire to impose its hegemony at the global level, according to diplomatic sources. At the Havana meeting, participants will also discuss the imperative need to continue strengthening unity, solidarity, and consensus among the communist and workers' parties of the world in pursuit of the struggle of our peoples for their true and definitive emancipation, according to information provided by the Cuban Embassy in Norway. And in the international agenda, we have that the 39th session of the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, will be inaugurated in Argentina this Monday by President Alberto Fernandez and bring together representatives of 60 nations until Wednesday, October 26. According to a communique from this commission, this is its major biennial gathering where ECLAC will present a proposal of strategies for the productive structure that favors the revival of the economic activity in a sustainable development. The event is hosted at the Krishna Cultural Center in Buenos Aires, and authorities, researchers, academics, members of civil society, and officials from ECLAC's 46 member states and 14 associate members will attend meetings in person or virtually. The forum aims to analyze issues relevant to the region's development and examine the progress of the Commission's activities. Meanwhile, the Bolivian Cinemateque Foundation will host the 18th Latin American Film Festival from October 24 through 30, organized by the Latin American and Caribbean Culture Group, GRULAC. It was revealed at a press conference at the Argentine Embassy. A consecutive event like this gives visibility to filmmakers in the region and contributes to the cinematographic education of the public, Mela Marquez, director of the Cinematheque, told Prensa Latina. He described as very positive that the department of institution that she directs offers the people of La Paz the possibility of seeing free films from 11 Latin American nations. For his part, Danilo Sanchez, Cuban ambassador to Bolivia, highlighted the importance of October for his country, which celebrates the Day of Cuban Culture every October 20th, and considered it an honor that, as part of the Day of Cuban Culture in Bolivia, the film Why Are My Friends Crying by director Magda Gonzalez Gao was chosen to close the exhibition on October 30. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.